Hey, I'm Adanya.
Hey, I'm Kaylin.
Hey, I'm Jalea.
And I'm Tamara, and you're listening to
The End of the Alphabet.
This week, we're talking about mental illnesses, more specifically, personality disorders. A personality disorder is an inflexible, maladaptive pattern of thoughts, emotions, behavior, and interpersonal functioning that is stable over time and across situations deviate from the expectations of the individual's culture. The four types of personality disorders are antisocial personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and dependent personality disorder. This week, we're going to be talking about the antisocial personality disorder and its effects on students in school.
Antisocial personality disorder describes ingrained patterns of behavior in which individuals consistently disregard and violate the rights of others around them. The most severe behavioral patterns of someone with ASPD is referred to as the sociopathic and psychopathic. Sociopath is when there is something wrong with one's consciousness, less severe than psychopathic behavior. Psychopathic is a complete lack of consciousness regarding to others. Causes of ASPD are said to be unknown, but it's been suggested that environmental and genetic factors play a role in this type of disorder. It has been linked that children may be prone to having this disorder if their parents experience the symptoms with this disorder or actually have the disorder. More common symptoms of ASPD is more aggressive violence, the lack of stability within a job and home life, anger, lack of remorse, irresponsibility, multiple impulses, and deceitfulness. Consequences of this personality disorder is the imprisonment of different people as well as substance abuse. People seem okay and perfect in person, but truly on the inside they are irritable and aggressive. People with ASPD are more prone to be suicidal, and it's difficult to tell whether they're lying or if they're telling the truth. This type of personality is more common in males, especially when these males are associated with drug, alcoholism, and faces imprisonment. 3% of males and 1% of females are more prone to have these types of personality disorders.
Antisocial personality disorder not only affects school, but also the home life. If students come from a home that has child abuse or neglect, they are more likely to develop antisocial personality disorders because of these difficult circumstances. If the parents were alcoholics or had any types of substance abuse, this also can influence the development of antisocial personality disorder. Parents who have children that are diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder have to take precautions in order to make sure that they integrate their child with other people that are considered quote-unquote normal into society and make them where they aren't left out, so therefore it's not that severe.
The effects that antisocial personality disorder has on waking up is that the person tends to be irresponsible, not care for the consequences, which results in truancy. They have a difficult family home life and are more likely to abuse alcohol and drugs, which leads to hangovers. They have no regard for their colleagues and they lack remorse. Also, antisocial personality disorder has effects on motivation. The lack of motivation and disregard for schoolwork leads to them not being productive, and therefore they're unlikely to succeed and maintain good grades or a job. They're incapable of planning ahead, and they have difficulty working with others.
Those with antisocial personality disorder begin showing signs of the disorder around age 15. Around age 15 is when people start finding their group of friends who they're typically going to spend most of high school with. Therefore, someone with antisocial personality disorder is going to struggle with finding a good base of friends. Someone with the personality disorder is more likely to have a harder time maintaining healthy friendships and relationships in their life. They're also less likely to have a group of small friends, and if they do have friends, it's going to be a smaller number of friends. Someone with antisocial personality disorder may alienate their friends, treat them poorly, and they're more likely to be violent and commit crimes or get in trouble. And in that case, they may end up getting their friends in trouble by association or doing it at the same time as them. Plus, it does not help that they don't often feel remorse, therefore they wouldn't feel bad for their friends if anything were to happen. And they are persistent liars and manipulators, therefore that can cause drama in a friend group, and not that many people want to be friends with someone who is always bringing up drama and just having a negative attitude, and they're likely to lack empathy, therefore it's going to be difficult for them to find a base of friends, considering they don't feel any remorse, they're lying, they're manipulating their friends, so a friend group isn't really going to be around. Another impact of antisocial personality disorder on a student in school would be poor relationships with their teachers. A student that has antisocial personality disorder will most likely have a low educational desire, therefore they're not going to strive to do their best, they're not going to attempt to get A's. Those kinds of things typically wouldn't be important, and they oftentimes believe that they don't need assistance, therefore that plays into lack of regard for the teacher. And if they feel as though they don't need assistance, they're less inclined to ask for help if they don't understand something, stay for tutoring. That's just not something they would do. If they're failing, they most likely wouldn't care, as they don't care for what other people think about them or anything like that. It's solely whatever in best regards that they think for themselves. Someone with antisocial personality disorder is more inclined to be irresponsible and will fail to fulfill schoolwork. Again, just not trying hard. And failure to recognize or learn from negative consequences. Therefore, for example, if they're talking in class, they're not going to take getting a detention or getting in trouble as something to learn from. They're not going to care. They're going to do what they want. They're not going to learn anything from the negative consequence. People with this disorder also have difficulty with authority figures and kind of sense of mistrust. Therefore, a positive relationship with a teacher is very uncommon, probably not going to occur with a student with the antisocial personality disorder, just as having friends, a large base or a nice base of friends, is also going to be uncommon. As for therapy, antisocial personality disorder is one of the most difficult personality disorders to treat. Those that are diagnosed with it rarely seek treatment willingly. They feel as though they don't need it, they don't want it. There is certain kinds of therapy that may help, but it's not going to make the entire problem go away. Psychotherapy, or talk therapy, deals with anger and violence management and treatment for substance abuse. However, it's not always effective if it's super severe and if the individual doesn't acknowledge or want to admit their issues or want to change, it's obviously not prone to work if the person isn't putting in the effort to better themselves. Also, mentalization-based therapy could work. That's when a therapist gets the individual to consider how their mental state affects their behaviors. However, again, it's not always going to be effective if it's a severe case. Also, again, if the individual doesn't want to admit or fix their issues, then obviously the therapy isn't going to work again. However, some medications such as antipsychotics or antidepressants can aid the personality disorder. However, there are no medications proven to completely treat antisocial personality disorder.
Join us at the end of the month when we'll be talking about research on the use of virtual reality in therapy.
Hey, I'm Adanya.
Hey, I'm Kaylin.
Hey, I'm Jalea.
And I'm Tamara, and you're listening to
The End of the Alphabet.
Hey, I'm Adanya.
Hey, I'm Kaylin.
Hey, I'm Jalea.
And I'm Tamara, and you're listening to
The End of the Alphabet.
Hey, I'm Adanya.
Hey, I'm Kaylin.
Hey, I'm Jalea.
And I'm Tamara, and you're listening to
The End of the Alphabet.